Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Want him touching the thing. Do I, guys?
Yeah, people are gonna die.
Bro, guys, move on.
Where the big swinge, W-S-I-N-J.
That's swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
Ace, yeah.
How do you find a male hooker?
It's pumping.
I just never have had a problem with it being slow and long.
Then the bonus rewards program.
A drop for everything. I see where we had an earthquake in Idaho.
Didn't we just have one of these in, I think Salt Lake had one, like maybe a week ago?
Yeah, saw that.
It's the world ending.
It is the end of times.
I have a question about that.
Ask away.
This was a 6.5.
That's significant.
That's a big one.
Yeah, 78 miles from Boise. Happened at 4:52 p.m. this evening.
Any like carnage from it? Or
yeah, everyone's dead.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
No, we all, like, seriously, do we get...
It doesn't say.
Okay. Well, I would assume that, like, if it was mass carnage, right, because it's not even, like, front page news right now.
Not yet. Would more people... Okay, so if the big one hit here...
Yeah.
And, because, you know, they continue to warn about that.
Sure.
Would more or fewer people die if it hit during our COVID lockdown?
I would assume less would die because you're out. Well, I don't know. I was just thinking like out and about, like in cars and.
But people are in buildings.
Yeah,
more.
But people are in
structures.
Yeah.
But so isn't that a safer place to be than out and about?
I don't know.
Like, not obviously the taller the structure, not that safe. But if you're in a home and you can do, what do they always say? You stand under the door frame or something. It's the safer spot.
Actually, they're telling you now that you should stand by a large apparatus, like a fridge or something, because the cone of safety. You don't want to be underneath anything. You want to be like beside something. So you find like a large appliance or a couch or something very sturdy, and you don't get underneath it. You get beside it. Because if something falls down on top of you, it hits that, and then it creates a cone of safety around it. Think like a pup tent, right? When something falls, it creates an area around it that's going to be safe. So that, I was watching one of those like worst-case scenario shows, and they say that that is the new accepted practice in the earthquake. So the question is, which is safer, like office buildings, cars, or home? Because everyone's home, and I don't know if homes are safer or if...
I don't know.
Buildings are being out driving around.
Impossible question for us to answer. That'd be for the experts. Although I am seeing some videos, like people posted videos of, like, here's a guy who's playing Halo.
Oh, there you go.
And then he filmed the Dos Equis can on his table shaking. And then here's one, a video footage of a pool rippling. And, you know, it's like...
I'm not seeing any reports, though, of, like...
Nothing major.
Like, you know, it's like 20 to 30 seconds. I haven't seen anything on a death toll or anything like that. So.
Here's a quote from a restaurateur.
Well, there you go.
He was in the town of Stanley. He says, I heard the roar, and at first it sounded like the wind, but then the roar was tremendous. The whole house...
Did you just drop a Trump right there? Tremendous. The earthquake was huge. It was amazing.
He says, the whole house was rattling, and I started to panic. I'm sitting here perfectly still, and the water next to me is still vibrating. Yeah, so there you go. Earthquake.
Looks like two people so far.
Excuse me. Dead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, which was a magnitude. Oh, no. This was a quake in 1983 around the same area, and that killed two people near where the epicenter was.
Northeast of Boise. 78 miles northeast of Boise, it said.
So, no, as I'm looking right now, I'm not seeing any deaths. Again, the fun satanic trivia that we've had on this. My father was through the largest recorded earthquake in modern human history.
He was through what?
Well, he was there. He lived through it.
Oh, in Alaska.
Yeah, the Great Alaska Quake in the 60-something or other. He was
and
a kid.
What does he describe it as?
The good story that he tells is that they were living in an apartment. He was a young kid. I want to say he was like 7-ish, somewhere around there. And he said that when they moved into their place, there was a big pipe organ. You know, that weighed like 1,000 pounds. You couldn't move it. So it just stayed there, like as the centerpiece in their apartment because they couldn't move it. And he said he was building a battleship in his room.
Yeah,
he
was.
And he said it started to shake. And he said the pipe organ came in through the door, blew out the doorway, put a hole in the outside of the wall. And he said as quickly as the pipe organ came in, it went right back out. And he said he didn't stick around to wait for it to come back. Him and his mom got outside, and they hoofed it. And he said when they got outside the apartment building next to theirs, the whole front of it was sheared off so you could see into the you could see into the building. It was just like the side of it had been sliced
with
like a knife.
It's like the OKC bombing. You remember that?
Yeah. You just the
photos
front,
of that?
The building was gone. But if you look up photos of the Anchorage earthquake, it's insane. I think that was like a 9.7.
Whoa.
And it's
what
amazing.
What is the largest earthquake ever?
Well, again, on the modern Richter scale, it's this one. There was one in Chile.
In the world?
In the world. There was one in Chile that was like a 9.3, 9.4, but I believe the Anchorage quake is...
Yeah, this says 9.5.
Yeah, I think that is still the largest.
Valdivia earthquake of 1960.
Yeah.
Chile.
Chile, they're saying that's the biggest or the Anchorage one is?
The Chilean one.
Okay, and what was that?
9.5.
9.5? So what was the Alaska quake?
I don't know, bro. In 64?
Yeah.
9.2. You oversold that.
The Chile quake got us.
Fake news.
Fake. Wrong. It wasn't huge. But some of the photos of that are insane. But luckily, in Anchorage in 1964, there wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that happening in downtown San Francisco. But some of the photos of downtown and what it did to the highways and the roads, it's incredible that there wasn't more people that lost their life in that.
All right, who will be posing for Playboy at the age of 75 and Joe Exotic Audio all in the next segment on The Fan?
Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Somebody has announced that they want to pose for Playboy at the age of 75, and I'm all for it.
Okay.
And I wonder if you are too.
Well, my answer is probably going to be yes. And I think you feel the same way. I have long been on the record that if a celebrity wants to gear down, I will look. In fact, I don't really think there's a limit to how far I'm willing to stretch that statement.
Yeah, you know, guys like to play the very sexist game of would you?
Yeah, I
answer and that I'm almost yes. always yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, like in
what Why not?
In What About Schmidt, a Jack movie, Kathy Bates gears down in a hot tub. I'm here to tell you, I was fascinated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Look, I'm not saying I wouldn't look. I'm just...
You would look.
Well, I know. I'm saying I would. It's just that... wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, I'm not saying it was my first choice either, but you better believe I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. Thus, again, I don't think you could come up with a celebrity
all
that
for
if you
it.
Told me,
yeah.
Hey, click on this link and this celebrity's nude, I'm clicking on it.
I'm all for nudity.
Yes, I am too.
So in this instance, it is the great Suzanne Summers.
Right.
From Three's Company. She's about to turn 75, and she wants to get gear down again. You know, remember, she was already in Playboy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
oh, yeah.
know that.
She posed back in the day.
Hold on my way.
Yeah.
Is it good? Like, peak Suzanne Summers
it's 80s good, yeah.
Peak Suzanne Summers is fantastic. I'll tell you what, she...
Things are different now, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. She looks great, though. I mean, she's...
She... Yeah.
For 75? I mean, I get that.
Yeah, for 75.
Set the surgery to full power, but at 75 years old, you're telling me you're a 75-year-old dude and you come home to that?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, yeah, I'm here to tell you. By the way, I'm, you know, whenever this was, 19-whatever.
She was Chrissy on Three's Company, if you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
She's great. Was she the first Chrissy or the second? She was the first one, right? And then they replaced her.
She was the good Chrissy.
Yeah. And then, like, she had contract one, demands, and they just booted her.
Well, the second one was, like, the smart nurse Chrissy, wasn't it? Or, no, that was the third one. There were two Chrissys, and then there was another, right? Didn't they have a nurse in there? The blonde nurse?
I just remember that they replaced, I think, yeah, Suzanne Summers, I think, had, like, a contract demand, so they just replaced her with another blonde and called her Chrissy and expected us not to notice.
Why do I think she was a nurse?
How old, by the way, was Farrah Fawcett when she posed?
Yeah, she was a nurse. Priscilla Barnes.
Okay.
Nurse Terry. Remember Terry?
Yeah, briefly. But to be honest, at that point, that show was, you know.
She was the replacement. So there was only one Chrissy. Terry replaced Chrissy.
Oh, I thought there was two Chrissys.
Season 6.
Okay.
I seem to remember that, too. Maybe I'm wrong about this.
I thought they swapped her out for another Chrissy. They just swapped her out for another blonde actress.
Yeah.
Because Farrah Fawcett posed for Playboy when she was older, and I remember that. My brother had a subscription. That was fine. She was old, and that was A-okay.
Well, anyway, I don't know if it's going to happen, but she wants to do it.
Again.
They should let her.
They
Plus,
should
Playboy,
let her,
like, what's Playboy got going on? Is that even a thing now?
Well, remember Playboy did the no nudity thing for a while, and that lasted,
horrible.
Like, 2 seconds?
Horrible decision.
And now I think they're back to nudity, but, again, when's the last time you even saw a Playboy? Who has that? I mean, anybody? I'm assuming it's all online now, like every other magazine. And I'm looking here at Suzanne Summers, like, today. Again, I'm all for it, but at the same time, you know, set the airbrush
to full power.
Full power. I mean, full power. Like all the CGI effect. Let's just blow it out because we're gonna need it. But again, for 75, this looks amazing.
Now to some Tiger King audio.
She's still doing the what'd she do? The Thighmaster? Wasn't that her thing?
Summers?
Yeah. When's she doing the Thighmaster?
No clue. No idea. I thought she was hawking like...
I think she does like QVS, or was it QVC? Like the online shopping thing?
Isn't there something with sex, like some sort of... I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking
about. I'll look and see what Suzanne Summers is worth.
73-year-old Suzanne Summers.
Ooh, by the way, 110 million.
What?
Yeah. I guess she's got like an online empire. I'm telling you, she sells a bunch of crap. Like,
oh my God.
She sells crap online to like bored housewives.
So you know her husband, she's been married for 43 years.
Yeah, same old dude. He's an oily bohunk.
And she talks openly, maybe this is what I was thinking of, she talks openly about her sex life.
Okay.
She says that they do it all the time.
Well, again.
And he's a stallion.
That's the secret. He chews it and does it, right? Is that what he's out there?
Chews it and does it.
He's doozing it. He's on the blue chew. Yeah, she did the Thighmaster. Started in the early 1990s. Right. You realize that the Thighmaster sold over $200 million worth of product?
Boy, that thing took off, didn't it? I remember when I was growing up, every single home had a Thighmaster.
Yeah.
Every single one. Yeah.
That was that big, huh?
$200 million worth of sales.
Well, it was in the 90s. I was alive then.
Well, that's like the George Foreman thing, right? Like the George Foreman, that grill has made it's. I'm going to look that thing up, but I that's got like $1 billion worth of sales. I've seen an ad, or not an ad, but I saw an interview with Hulk Hogan. Originally, so George Foreman obviously didn't invent that grill. It was just someone had an idea and they needed a celebrity pitch man and didn't have any money to get anyone. So they pitched it to Hulk Hogan. It was going to be the lean, mean Hulk Hogan grilling machine, and Hogan turned it down. Hogan was like, oh, this thing's stupid. And so they couldn't get Hulk Hogan, so they got George Foreman. And George Foreman went on to make a gajillion dollars off of that. And I think I saw where Hogan endorsed like some home weights instead. Like he went on and did like a Hulk Hogan weight set that made no money. And he passed up the George Foreman grill. Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know the Thighmaster was so big. I'm looking at old videos of it now.
Yeah, it's just like a coil spring, and you just put it in between your thighs, and like you.
I feel like every mom in the 90s had one.
Don't they now just use the resistance bands, right?
Like, yeah, they do the stretchy bands, that sort of thing. But you know, for a while there, that was the rage. You know, was the
that and the what was the one the Bowflex?
The Bowflex. They had the Solo Flex. All that stuff.
Solo Flex. Now it's Peloton.
Yeah.
Peloton's a big thing.
If you've got like an extra $4,000 laying around, and then you have to put it like in your $2 million condo overlooking the city.
Are they really that expensive?
They're really expensive.
They're really expensive. And then you have to pay like a monthly fee. Yeah. But just wait until like, March or whatever, when people get them for Christmas and then they haven't used them, and you can buy them on like Craigslist for way, way cheaper.
I feel like I wouldn't wait right now because everyone's probably using them. Because you can't work out any other way.
$2,000.
Yep.
Yeah, they're expensive.
God. Why? It's a bike.
I mean, they're nice. I mean, they're...
Well, they better be nice.
But again, there's other ones that you can get that are like half that price that kind of do the same thing. But by the way, George Foreman, you want to take a guess on what he's made off that?
Remember the shake weight?
I do remember the shaky weighty. You can see those at like TJ Maxx and Ross and stuff. You can still see them on
George
there.
Foreman, 100 million.
100 to date. And this is, by the way, this is like 6 years old, this CNBC article. George Foreman has made $157.5 million off of putting his name on the lean, mean grilling machine.
What percentage of equity did he get in the company?
It just says they paid him between cash and stock use for his name, and he had nothing to do with it other than he was the pitchman. And it says in the article that, yes, Hulk Hogan did indeed turn it down.
Is that the easiest fortune ever?
They're saying it's the single greatest. So this article, CNBC, Foreman Grill deal is that the best, the title of it is best sports marketing in history.
They're calling that sports marketing.
They're calling it sports marketing because it was a celebrity pitchman.
Well, like I certainly had one.
Because they're saying like
in college.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a George Foreman.
I think everyone at some
they
point
were great.
Has had one, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Like I'm reading.
They were cheap.
I'm reading through this, and Foreman like he had no idea. He said that he couldn't believe it. He said the first check he got when this thing rolled out was for $1 million, and he said he was floored by it. He was like, "What?" Like he had kind of forgotten that he was even doing it. He had done some infomercials for it, and then it was, you know, a couple months go by, and they start rolling this out, and then Foreman gets a check for $1 million, and he got just for the TV appearances alone, for showing up and doing those, $11 million. To make those TV guest appearances.
God, man. So he would have got that no matter how well it did.
Yeah.
That part of it. I got a check in the mail today. That reminded me. I got a check in the mail today. You know, don't you love it when random checks show up?
Oh, yeah.
Like, guess I remember, how much it was for.
Like the Arco one, I remember getting that. It was like
$130. See, I never ended up getting that.
I got one and I never saw it because you weren't supposed to get two. I got one that was for like $137, and then I kept waiting for the other one to show up, and I never saw it.
Bastards.
How much was
free? How dare you not get your free money?
I don't know that I didn't even know that
No, it's not free money. They ripped us off.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had ripped me off, but I got a check, and I was like, hey, all right.
2 cents.
You got a check for 2 cents?
Yeah.
From what?
It was from the old stock program here.
Really?
That's how much our stock's worth.
2 cents?
I got a check for two cents.
I hope that
from
you...
the.
I like how you say our old stock program that ended like what, a day ago.
No, this was from the old
one.
You haven't been here long enough, but I've been at Intercom long enough to know that there was an employee purchase stock program right when I first got here, and then they canceled it, and then they brought it back, and now just the other day they canceled it again. They canceled it again. It's like $1.60.
Yeah.
The stock.
Time to jump on it.
Intercom.
Are you gonna that 2 cent check? Are you gonna put that like up like on a wall or something? Well, I feel like you should frame that.
Take three guesses what I did with it.
My guess is in the trash.
You tore it up.
I tore it up. Yeah, I'm not. I can't. 2 cents. But then I thought, well, what is the limit? Like, where is the line for the tear up versus actual deposit? Where do you put that line?
$10.
Ooh, no, I'm deposit. If it's five bucks or whatever.
$4.99. I guess you can do remote deposit.
Yeah,
now.
You just put it on your phone.
I was thinking like driving down to the bank, and I'm like, there's no way you're driving down to the bank and going inside for $5.
$1? $2?
Ew. Yeah, I mean, now that it's that you're right,
yeah,
that
you could just do it on your phone.
Do the deposit
might
thing,
as well.
I think you're $1.75. You're like, hey.
I think if it's less than $1, I'm going. Eh.
Less than $1.
But
yeah.
if it's a full dollar, I'll go. Yeah, you know what? Maybe that'll be useful.
Yeah, that's four whole quarters.
2 cents. I don't know if I've ever gotten a two cent check.
Yeah. Good times. It's an embarrassment of riches at my place. I'm just ripping up checks now.
There was a guy that I went to BYU with who was in, he was getting royalty checks. He was in a sitcom when he was little. I'm trying to remember what it was. He was in a sitcom. He wasn't like a main character or whatever, but he got royalties from it. Like occasionally it would still air like overseas. I don't remember if it was Silver Spoons or, God, I don't remember what it was, but he would get royalty checks occasionally, and he would laugh because the royalty check would be for like $4. Like that was
right,
and he would never know when they were coming.
But they're paying it.
Yeah, he would just say it would come rolling in. And he'd be like, "Sweet, hey, $4." I think my childhood was worth that. Yeah, I mean, just occasionally you get those, and someone has to pay it out. It's just odd that you think about the cost of printing the check and sending it. And,
yeah,
you know, two cents.
Right.
I think they could just send you like a waiver, like do you want your 2 cents?
All right, well, coming up next, late-breaking Joe Exotic audio. I can't do that guy. We'll hear what he has to say about the N-word. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, back to Tiger King for a moment. We just can't quit Tiger King.
No, we can't.
Somebody was tweeting about it. I thought it was funny. Kevin Clark, you know who Kevin Clark is?
Kevin Clark, that does not sound familiar.
Let's take a look at who Kevin Clark is. Apparently he works for The Ringer.
Okay. I'm familiar with The Ringer.
Anyway, I follow him. He tweeted something funny. He said, my one bit of Tiger King analysis is that if you grew up in Florida, you meet a Jeff Lowe type about once a month, and your success in life depends on escaping those meetings without accidentally signing something. That's fantastic. Because that's so true. Jeff Lowe is like quintessential Florida.
Sure.
And if you haven't seen the show, you don't know who Jeff Lowe is.
I've seen
a
lot of those memes. It's like if Florida was a person, and it just shows
Jeff Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a shyster.
Well, and he's
I feel like everybody's a shyster in Florida.
He's wearing fancy jeans, and he wears a bandana, but then like an Oakley hat over the bandana and like a Harley
And he can
jacket.
Speak well enough that he's convincing, but he's just a total dirtbag.
Sure.
And he's going to rip you off. It's great. Well, I have Joe Exotic audio.
Okay. What's he up to now?
Well, somebody found this. It wasn't in the documentary, but they found it and posted it to internet. And it will, let's just say, it won't shock you.
Okay.
Going on here in this country, it's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can. And
really?
There you go.
This is where we're at.
Wanted to give you that.
Joe Exotic is upset that he can't use the N-word.
He definitely was about to say it when it cut, right?
Can't we all agree that he uses the N-word pretty much
guaranteed,
you know, every day?
Well, it sounds like he was about to say. I mean, that was
he's
the
upset
clip
that he can't
being cut by the person on Twitter, but I think that was him about to say it.
Yeah.
And yet people still somehow think that this is like a lovable character. It's fascinating. Although I was talking to a friend of mine, and they brought up an interesting point in that old Carol Baskin's there. She went on this. She participated in this documentary, probably thinking that this was going to be really good for her and notoriety and all that, and was going to be the good guy in this whole situation because, well, he tried to kill her. And yet she now is kind of the most hated woman in America. They've reopened the investigation into her missing husband and is, again, universally hated by everyone, and we all assume that she killed her husband. So
did she think they were just going to gloss, like, not talk about that?
I think she assumed that when she did this that she would be viewed as the hero because she's trying to get the bill passed to outlaw tiger, you know, breeding and cub petting, that she was the victim of the murder for hire plot that got him arrested. I'm sure she went into this thinking that she was going to come out smelling like a rose. She's pretty much been branded a murderer by everyone. And again, they have reopened the investigation into her missing husband. This has not gone well for Carol.
If the filmmaker winds up dead mysteriously, I think we know who did it.
What was that movie, the Guy Ritchie movie, Snatch? He always says that never trust anyone that owns pigs, because if you own pigs, you know how to get rid of bodies. This is kind of like the same sort of thing. Don't trust anyone that owns 200 tigers. This is how you end up, disappearing.
I love Guy Ritchie movies.
If you haven't seen The Gentleman, like, you're in quarantine, Mr. Rob, because I know you don't
the
watch
The Gentleman?
You need to watch The Gentleman.
Is that one of his newer ones?
Yeah, it came out last year, and it is, if you like Guy Ritchie movies, and this is a bold statement, because I, too, like Guy Ritchie movies.
You can say it's his best one?
I think it's his best movie.
Ooh. Snatch?
Snatch is phenomenal, and if that's like early Jason Statham,
amazing movie.
It really is good, and Brad Pitt plays this gypsy bare knuckle boxer, and it's great.
I love the humor of them.
Yes,
yeah, they're just funny, like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yep, so many good ones.
Genius,
and he uses a lot of the same the same actors.
I thought Rock and Rolla was good.
Yeah, he's great. But
I haven't seen them all. But
this may be a bit of a controversial statement. And the Sherlock Holmes one was good. The original was a Game of Shadows.
I'm gonna watch The Gentleman tonight. Do you think that's on Netflix or something?
I think you have to rent it. I think it's available for rent. Stream. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm pretty sure you can find it out there.
Yeah, all right.
But it is.
I'll ask my kid.
It's a phenomenal ensemble cast. Matthew McConaughey is the main guy in it. But it's got Colin Farrell is in it. Charlie Hunnam is in it. A ton of great actors. And it's amazing. It's one of the two or three best movies I saw last year. His best work, in my opinion. So if you're looking for something to watch during quarantine, a good flick.
It came out January of this year.
Oh, January of this year. I thought it came out last year.
That's probably why it's not available super easy yet.
Well, I thought it came out at the end of the year.
January 24th, 2020.
Yeah. Really, really good.
I bet you Guy Ritchie's kick-ass to hang with.
I would assume so. And he was married to Madonna, and you know these guys' stories.
Hell yeah.
And McConaughey is peak McConaughey in this. You'll love it.
Guy Ritchie net worth. Go.
$30 million.
$160 million.
What?
I bet he got some of that Madonna money.
Did he get Madonna divorce money?
Well, they're divorced, so yeah, probably. Right?
Boy, I hope that was is that one of those Madonna didn't sign the prenup? Whoops.
Yeah, how else would he be worth $160 million?
Yeah, he can't make that much off his movies. Like, his movies are good, but they haven't been necessarily box office smashes, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty niche. Or shall I say niche?
Niche? I'll look up and see how much you got in that Madonna divorce.
Yeah, find that.
Because I'll tell you what, I get being married to Madonna or Mariah Carey or one of those is just, it's insufferable. But still, there's got to be some good times being married to one of them, and you walk away with, some cash.
Not Dole.
Not no. Dole.
And do they have kids together?
Yes.
He and Madonna.
I think their kid is Rocco.
Oh, that's Rocco. Okay.
Yeah, they've got some. They've got some kids.
What's Madonna got going on these days? Mike, are you too young to remember the greatness of Madonna and how big she was?
No. I know Madonna well.
Man, she was huge. She was the woman.
Ooh. Now, this is according to E! News. And this is obviously a way back article here. But I'm looking at the rumors, because it's all confidential, between 76 and 92.
Million?
No, dollars. Yeah. What? $76. Yeah. $76 to $92 million. Supposedly, he walked away with that. And yeah, they've got Rocco and David.
So Rocco, Richie.
What do you think the minimum for Guy Ritchie is to cash a check he randomly gets into the bank?
Well, that's officially FU money. Like, he doesn't have to do squat ever again. All he did was marry Madonna and put two kids in her, and he's walking away with $90 million.
That's a great question. If you're worth that kind of money and you get a check for $25...
No, he's not cashing it.
If you get a check for $250...
Probably.
I'm saying $1,000.
Throwing it away?
I'm saying $1,000.
No way.
Now, if it goes...
$900 check, that guy just...
If it goes to an accountant, maybe. But if Guy Ritchie is sitting there opening mail, and you tell him you can't give that to your accountant or anyone, you have to deal with that. Anything less than a grand, that's not getting cashed.
Boy,
he sits there and
that.
He goes, I'll make this in 20 minutes tomorrow.
He gives it to Rocco.
Yeah, like, Rocco, there you go.
Yeah,
here's your allowance for the day.
Take a grand. And then Rocco scoffs at it and is like, whatever, because Rocco gets it from Madonna, who's worth like $500 million. Let's play the fun game. If Madonna gave him $92 million to go away, how much is Madonna worth?
Ooh, now? I bet she's worth... Oh.
So she gave him $92 million?
I bet she's worth $500 million.
Let's say, because that's got to be like, that's Elton.
I was going to say $375
million. Let's go ahead and put this right here at $800, Bob.
Damn.
$800 million. Why
not
can
even
she,
a billion?
Why can she write a check for $92 million and not give a rip about it? Because she's got $800 million more.
That's what Steve Ballmer says to that.
That is true.
He scoffs it.
He does. $800
million.
But I tell you what, man. I was about to say...
Celebrity net worth is actually putting it at 850. I shorted her by 50, according to Wikipedia. I'm sorry.
I was about to say that's close to a billion, but it's not really.
No, it's not.
It's 200 million short.
You think she...
I think she probably thinks she's close to a billion, but for you and I, she's not.
Do you think she regrets that 92 million? She's like, God.
She made it back in like 2 days.
If only I had that 92 million back, I had to pay out to Guy Ritchie. And maybe even child support. I don't know.
God, Madonna. What greatness she was.
Absolutely.
Absolute greatness.
Say what you mean. Now she kind of looks a little, it's got a Skeletor thing happening. Hasn't been relevant in a while, but you can't doubt the greatness of Madonna.
You really can't.
No, that's a
universal.
A whole other ball game. Like, I know a lot of people throw out Beyonce, and I get that Beyonce's a big star and is influential, but, to me, if you're asking... biggest female pop star, rock star, whatever you want to call it all time, it's Madonna, right? Nothing that sniffs
that. I
think
it's got to be. It's got
to
be.
Right place, right time? No one. No one did it like
Madonna. Do you think that Beyonce could come close to that with how popular she is?
Well, that's what I was saying.
You just said that.
Like, people throw that out there as the biggest.
Thanks for paying attention, man.
And I was looking up Madonna.
I don't know, man. I just think when Madonna came along, it was right place, right time. And maybe that's just one of those Jordan LeBron debates, that if you grew up in the era of Jordan, you can never recognize LeBron as better. And that's maybe just the way I feel about Madonna.
All right, let's get John in here. We'll cut this sucker off next on The Fan. Give no lip to Big
John. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan. Big Bad
John. Just a few minutes left in tonight's broadcast, and who better to waste that time with than John Sakanik?
I'd like to think that, and maybe this is self-serving, I'd like to think there's nobody better to waste this time with than me.
Nobody.
No, you're fantastic at it.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Wow.
So if the NFL happens, right?
Yeah.
The NFL is already the undisputed sports leader. And we would think there's no scenario where it gets more powerful. If we go through no sports, if the NBA doesn't come back, if baseball doesn't come back, there's no hockey, there's no golf, and we are facing an 8-month sports drought where we have had nothing, and then we are given the NFL in its entirety, One, I think the universe implodes on itself. And two, how powerful does the NFL become? We can't put that back in the box ever.
No, I think at that point, Roger Goodell and Jerry Jones moon us all at midfield of the opening day and then just take like a dumper on the star and just walk away giving us the middle finger.
Don't if that happens, don't they just tear up whatever TV contract they have and say, look, it's going to double because the entire world is sports deprived and we are the number one product. So now you will pay us $11 billion a season.
You're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. Something tells me that right now there's an NFL guy that's calling a network exec and is like, let's renegotiate here.
Which is exactly why they're sitting there saying, oh, we're going to play.
Yeah.
Because they know that this could be cleared up by September, and that's perfect for them to come back and be the savior.
Even if it's sketchy, even if it's close, I think, don't they push it out there because of this scenario?
Well, remember, they're saying that their modeling and the people they're talking to say that they're going to be fine to play by the time their season rolls around. And I would also encourage you to realize the fact that they hired a guy to head their concussion program for 15 years that was an arthritis doctor.
I was going to say they hired the tobacco people.
Yeah,
for this.
That found no link. Like every doctor over the last like 3 decades was like, yeah, concussions aren't good for you. They hired a guy that dealt with arthritis. And for 15 years, he found nothing. That's the NFL.
The Dallas Cowboy new director of coronavirus preparation is Joe Exotic. That's what you're saying?
Yes. I feel like they're going to find Dr. Nick Riviera, who's going to come out in a couple months and be like, according to my modeling, we're fine. Yeah. Pack these stadiums.
50-yard line at Jerry's World. We got Joe Exotic out there with an ocelot. He's like, I say let's play this.
And we're all going to be just fine with it, too. It's going to go off without a hitch.
Seriously, it would. This would be unbelievable. I was just thinking that the NFL, you know, prepare, all you hear is they're preparing to do this. If we go into the NFL season on a 8-month sports drought, I don't know that they're going to have to just show like one drive at a time because we won't be able to handle it.
Now, we all are full of conspiracy theories in this country. Can we put this at the feet? Because we blamed everything from the Chinese to the American government trying to destabilize to the fake media trying to take down Trump. Has anyone thought that this is all Roger Goodell's doing and that he created the coronavirus specifically for this? He eliminates all other competition, and then magically, when the NFL season rolls around, it's all cured.
It would be like Dan Snyder that created it, though.
Yes. He's not clever enough.
Not him.
Let's go with Jerry Jones. Or, you know what? Let's go, you know, let's start in New England, right? It's going to begin and end with Robert Kraft. This is his vengeance for Massagegate. He was upset at the coverage, and he's like, watch this.
Goodell sitting in a conference room. Sir, we've run the numbers. We can't get more powerful than we are. Oh, really?
Hold my beer.
Worldwide pandemic.
Right? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I'm hoping for the magical 2020 fall of all sports. In other words, we're allowed to kick this thing back up in September. Baseball starts, NBA finishes, NFL starts, college football starts, golf has its majors. I mean, everything cooks from September to November. I just think that would be freaking phenomenal.
There's some random night in September where it's like week 3 of the NFL, the NBA finals are going, the Masters is teeing off.
Yep.
They bring back the NCAA tournament all in one night. We couldn't handle it, Rob.
Do
you think it's going to be like the mob, though, where the NFL is going to put a game on every night and then force other leagues to pay the NFL off to move their games?
Yeah.
Like, hey, when do you want your NBA finals? Oh, you want that on Friday? Sorry. We've got some games going on. Would you like us to move it? We're going to need a check for that.
You went all the big dogs, Rob. What if we went, what is the least significant sport that could come back first and capture our entire national attention because we've been sports deprived?
Well, I don't think golf's a big dog. I think golf could do that.
Soccer?
Maybe soccer, yeah.
Like if the MLS...
Although soccer is a big dog.
But if the MLS came back right now, would it capture the country's heart?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, you always have the soccer people whining that nobody watches it, nobody cares. Here's their chance. Look, we've only been in this like 2 weeks, and I would probably watch soccer right now, and I don't like soccer at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. Be a good experiment.
Yeah.
Well, it's like what, yeah. That's what, wasn't that what Dana White was trying to do? Is he was trying to keep MMA going because he's like, well, hell, this is my shot to.
Yeah, he wasn't going to stop. And then he couldn't find any place to hold the fights.
Right. Let's get some badminton on ESPN4. I'd watch that right now.
All right, sir. Have a good night.
Gentlemen, you have a good night as well.
All right. I think I'm going to go watch The Gentleman.
Good. You will not be disappointed. Give me your review tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. You know what I started last night? I started the show, can I say it on the air?
What?
The S Creek.
Oh.
I'm almost done with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I wouldn't say
I'm
that.
I'm in season 5 right now.
Yeah, it's called...
Yeah, S Creek.
Schnitz Creek.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara is genius, in my opinion.
I'm through a couple seasons of that, but it's one of those that, like, I just...
It fizzles.
I got distracted.
I could totally see that. There's not much to it. It's an easy watch.
Fizzle. The humor fizzles a little bit, but you start to care about the characters, so you keep watching.
Oh, really?
And the brother's really funny.
The brother's great. You know that's Eugene Levy's kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Twyla is his daughter.
Really?
Yep.
Still, Catherine O'Hara steals the show.
Yeah, she's great.
She's fantastic. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, ESPN Radio. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
I want him touching the thing.
What up?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.